Hey guys, what's up? Welcome to the next episode of Tearing the Hype Podcast. Just want to give you a quick heads up. We were having some internet issues this week, so there's going to be a little bit of lag. Some of the audio kind of cuts in and out. We apologize. We are going to work on fixing the situation for the next episode. And as always, please feel free to send us any comments or concerns about the show, anything you want to see us in upcoming episodes, or any feedback you have. Enjoy the show.
What's up, everybody? This is Taren the Hype Podcast for TarenTheHype.com. My name is Taren. You can follow us on Twitter at Taren the Hype, and you can follow me at Augie272. I'm joined by my partner in crime, Matt Marquez.
Insert catchphrase here.
Dick.
Yes! It's going to catch on, I swear.
Which you can follow at KrillinFlip337. That's Krillin with a C, R-I-L-L-I-N, flip, as in...
As in F-L-I-P.
Flip337.
In case you couldn't spell flip.
And that's on Twitter. We're both also on Facebook. Don't follow Matt because he hates everybody. Tearing the Hype Podcast, episode 3. We are continuing what we're doing here. We are not going to stop like our previous podcast that I have made, which you don't need to worry about.
Just pretend like they never existed. Nothing, just laggy.
Maybe one day we'll bring those up into the past and reach down to that old chestnut of disturbing thoughts and tears, and we won't get into it now. Like I said, it'll come up later down the road.
It wasn't that bad.
So guys, welcome back. Episode 3. What should we name this one? Third time's a charm.
There you go. Like it.
For how many times we've restarted the podcast.
Sad but true, yes.
But don't worry, you won't hear any of that because this is the episode that we're going to use, the official one. The classic.
The real one.
Speaking of classics, segue, we actually have some new updates to the classics and Heyo page that's coming up on the website. You'll be seeing some new posts on there. Now, I know that we haven't had a lot of recently. I have been posting them to the blog, but not a whole lot of updates regarding reviews and new information coming out, but I can tell you that's about to change. The reason was my excuse, and yes, it is an excuse. I was a little sick. My family was getting sick, so we got better now, though. My throat's only about 2% itchy now, so it's over with. And Matt, I mean, you've gotten busy. You've had things you've had to get done, right?
Oh, yeah. I've gotten real busy with work, though. With real work, which has been nice because there was quite the dry spell for a while and got a little boring. But, yeah, so it's been kind of an adjustment getting back into actually working somewhat regularly on my part-time job.
Jeez. I hate having to do the actual work that pays the bills, and I just wish I could be on this podcast all the time. Posting stuff to the website, which, by the way, we do appreciate you guys going to, because I haven't seen, we have quite a few followers. I mean, we could always use more, so appreciate that. Go to Twitter and make sure you follow us so we can reach out to more people. Make sure you post information so we can reach out to them and just start getting some nice times going on here, communicating with the followers, the listeners. You can write into us and we can answer any questions you might have at tearingthehype@gmail.com, or even to the Twitter page or Facebook page. So do that too. A few more things that have been coming up around lately is we have Memorial Day coming up, so remember. And then we
okay. Memorial Day, remember.
Remember that day that you have off, or some
remember
of us have
day
off.
In honor of the veterans and all the people in the armed forces who protect our country and defend our freedoms. Just remember.
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 Do it. Do it. Now, after you're done remembering, we have a few other things to go on. Matt has a birthday coming up.
Oh, we weren't supposed to bring that up again. But yes, yes, I do.
I'm using it. He's turning 29.
No, I'm not turning 29. I'm turning 27. But good try. You were at least closer on that guess. Still an asshole, okay. But closer.
And I wasn't able, I gotta let you know right now, man. I tried to save up the best I could this year and get you the one gift that you really wanted, but ponies are expensive nowadays.
I have expensive tastes. So, and it's the one thing that no one's ever gotten me.
Well, I mean, the problem is that I got you one, but it only has one leg, and it keeps trying to hit me with that leg every time I try to put the horn on its forehead that I made out of cardboard, rainbow painting, and sprinkles. I mean, not sprinkles, but like a glitter. It's beautiful, but I mean, it's not how it works. I'm just going to put it on, and I'll get you like a game or something.
That's all right. Let's just grill it up, and we'll have a cookout or something.
Yeah, it sounds good.
Okay.
For some pony meat. We'll have that. That'll be your birthday gift. I'll grill out some pony meat.
Right
I'll
on.
make the tail into something special for you, like a wig, because you are losing some hair, oldie.
No, it's just going gray. I don't lose any hair. It's just all going gray.
Anyways, segue into birthdays. Matt's birthday is going to be over with. And then it's going to be my daughter's birthday coming up soon. My daughter Zoe. She's turned to one.
Yay!
She's doing amazing.
Congratulations.
Thank you. I do appreciate that. I mean, she won't listen to me. I've told her to stop growing up, and she just keeps doing it. But whatever.
Welcome to the
Jeez.
next forever.
She's going to stay young, or I'll make her stay young.
You can bind her
Because
feet.
I'm going to bind her feet so she never grows.
There you
And when
go.
she does, she won't be able to stand up. No one will
Perfect.
ever want.
She'll never escape. You're good.
How can she? With
Exactly.
feet of a 1-year-old.
Gross. That's terrible.
It'll be a lot cheaper. I'll just put it one way. For anybody who dates her, it'll be a lot cheaper for buying shoes.
Yeah. Because she'll never be able to walk, so she'll never outgrow the shoes.
The 1-year-old shoes are pretty cheap.
That's
All right,
true.
I mean, moving on. Besides what's new with us, let's find out what's new with the website. Like I said, we do have those new classics in the Heyo page that has information on it. Pretty good stuff. Now, I'm not going to tell you what the classics or the Heyo is this week, is because it's got to be a surprise. You got to have some new information to go to the website. No reason to just listen
That's been
to us tell you
updated,
all the
correct?
information.
It's not a coming soon update. You did update that already.
I have not.
Oh, okay.
I've written pieces. I was going to post them up in the next few days.
Okay, so by the time people are listening to this, it should be up. Go check out the website. Enjoy.
Right,
Send us
right.
feedback.
By the time this comes out, you'll be
TerrentheHype@gmail.com.
good to go.
Yes.
Chip. Now, if you don't catch the website or you don't want to write into the email address, you can always follow us on Twitter because I do post our information on there, and you can follow the blog. I mean, that always has the post for what's going on with the website, what's new. There's tons of new things that we're doing. There's a bunch of new reviews that we're working on. We're not going to mention them while we. Because, like I said, they're coming out soon. They haven't been fully fleshed out, but we do have our engines kicking again. The sixth season is over with. The summer's here. We're barricading ourselves inside because it's so damn hot in Arizona. So you
True
have nothing
that.
to worry about there. Now, we have a few new things we will try out with the website. Both Matt and I have seen the new Iron Man 3, which we mentioned in our last podcast, correct?
Correct.
And we will be trying something new with that. Now, if you saw Iron Man 3 or you haven't, we are going to be spoiling it for you. If you have already seen it, then please join in to our new Ustream that we're going to be having. Ustream, we're going to be broadcasting our kind of spoiler cast live, where you can join in, listen to us, watch what we're talking about, listen to us, as well as write us conversational texts, in a sense. There's an open chat while we are casting this Ustream, and I can see that information while we are broadcasting and give you feedback live, updated. It's going to be fun. We'll also record that video and post it to YouTube so you can see it whenever you like, if you miss it. Now,
Hooray.
if you don't know how to get the Ustream, you just go to the ustream.tv, and that will bring you up to the website. Our channel is known as ustream.tv. It's a tear in the hype. It's actually spelled a tear, and I don't know why I did that.
I don't
I
know
did
why
that a
you did
long
that
time ago.
either. How about we just
Well, I'll just
post a
put I'll
link
make.
on our website?
Oh man, you just ruined what I was gonna say next.
Oh,
Jeez.
burn. Too good at this.
He's getting ready for the spoiler cast, people. He's ready. He's ready to
Spoilers.
spoil everything for everyone.
Spoilers.
But
We'll have
anyway,
a link
yeah.
on the site.
We're also gonna be doing some more Ustreams a little bit live for everybody. So in case you want to see those for the future, for like maybe small little bit pieces of information, we'll be posting them on YouTube as well as the Ustream, like what our opinions about certain topics that have happened, either games or anything that's going on, and we'll be getting some more ways for you to see media on the website.
Right
So
on,
look for
right
that
on.
coming soon. Moving on to releases, what's come out recently? Not a whole lot of games have come out though. The one I can think of that's come out is Metro Last Light.
Finally come out, you mean?
Yes, forever.
It has
I
been
mean,
in development for quite a while.
it's had its rough times,
But then again, it did
and I know
survive.
it's had its rounds because I worked it.
Yeah, I mean, it did survive being a THQ and THQ going under and then going to another publisher. So that's
It
pretty
did survive
impressive.
going through three different developers, yes.
Three, even better. Much like our podcast today.
Oh,
Three
jeez.
different iterations.
I think that is the perfect title for our podcast, Third Time's a Charm. You will see that That's going to happen.
I like it. I like it so.
But yeah, Metro Last Light, if you're not familiar with what it is, I'm just repeating myself a lot in this podcast. But what it is, is that Metro is the first one that was released a while ago on 360 and PC was a rehashing of a novel that was written by Dmitry Golovkov. I don't know how to pronounce the last name.
Is he Russian, I think?
Yeah, that was Russian.
Okay.
Zdravunitsa.
That was impressive.
Da svidaniya. That means goodbye.
And thus ends how much Russian you know.
No, that's not the end. That's not the end. Yeah, that's all I know. Yeah. I learned that from Transformers 3.
Exactly. I knew it was movies.
That and Anastasia.
Even better. Thank you, movies. Teaching me foreign language.
If you like a gritty, post-apocalyptic, sewer, really good graphics, looking at first-person shooters where things are kind of mutated and it's kind of a suspenseful setting with night, dark, shady textures, I mean, that's a great game for you. You're going to like it. There's a good story to it. I mean, there are some challenging modes into it to where if you choose on hard, it's kind of cool because the currency in the game is actually the bullets, like it was in the previous game. So you got to choose if you want to shoot your gun or if you actually just want to save the bullets to use as currency. So I mean, that's always a kind of cool thing that's been done with that game.
Interesting. I was going to ask about that because I knew that was the currency, but I didn't know if it was like a separate kind of bullets that you weren't using or if it's actually like basically you'd be taking like bullets out of your gun to go buy stuff.
Pretty much is what you're doing.
That's so, pretty cool.
The bullets that you have on you for each weapon type change. And so, like, say if you're using grenades or if you're selling rifle ammo or selling pistol ammo, that all changes to what you're selling to the store and how much you're getting for it.
That's cool.
Yeah. It's a nice little concept. And also, all the weapons in that game were all, like, self-created because it's supposed to be a bit hard to come by. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, it's a really cool game. It's well done. I mean, I wish they were able to spend more time on it instead of being tossed around with different developers and having trouble getting it flushed out. But, I mean, it's a nice little story game. So I would check that out if I were you. If you like those type of pretty games, I give it a thumbs up, but not two. Hmm. Now, moving on to some other things that have a lot more releases coming to them, which we would know of, are movies. Now, there have been a lot of movies that have been released in theaters as well as on DVD. I'm not sure if you've seen them yet, but have you seen either the Parker with Jason Statham or Beautiful Creatures, which recently came out on DVD?
No, I can't honestly say. I can't even remember the last Jason Statham movie I saw. Possibly, I might have seen Crank when it was like on TV or something, but I can't remember exactly. I mean, I definitely have good memories of like Transporter, or no, I guess I saw Expendables. That could be.
I like him as an actor. I think he's pretty good. He does exactly what everyone wants in a movie. They want action, and that's what he gives everyone. So, I mean, and it's not like boring action. You got Transporter, you got the Expendables, and he always does something. He's kind of the same character in all of his movies, but that kind of comes along with the territory of being an action star. So, I mean, it looks like to me like it was like a lot like a combination of Crank, but with also the story of the Transporter. So, to be honest, I have no idea what the movie's about. I just know it's Jason Statham and he's fighting.
You probably got about like half the plot nailed down right there, so.
So there you go. 50-50 chance it would be good or bad.
Yeah.
Now, I haven't seen Beautiful Creatures, but I know it's like, the new Twilight. It's based off a book.
It is based off a book, and they've actually sold quite well for quite some time since back in my bookstore days. So, I can't vouch for any of it. But
I think that like the main we're doing a horrible job covering this movie for you guys, but don't worry, we're not a new review.
No,
unless I see it.
If you know what the book series is, go see it because I'm sure you're the target audience. If you don't, or if you're not familiar with the series, I'm pretty sure you can pass and not be missing a whole hell of a lot.
I'll tell you what, if you write into tearinthehype@gmail.com or tearinthehype on Twitter, and you tell me you want me to review it, I will go ahead and review it for you. I will research it and see what the hype was behind it, as well as all the information for the non-hype people users, and I'll get a nice review going for you guys on that movie as soon as possible. All right. So if you want that, go ahead, and you want to see that, go ahead and post us that soon. Now, moving on to what came out in theaters, or is also coming out, we have Fast and Furious.
Yay!
6.
I'm not going to lie. I'm sad that I didn't see the last one, and I do want to see this one, just because there's so many good memories of growing up and stuff watching these terrible, cheesy movies.
Oh, man, Too Fast, Too Furious. That was such a great time when pockets ain't exactly empty, because that is such a great movie to go and have a drinking game with.
Yes.
You can set so many rules for how many times they say dude or bruh or something. Take a shot.
No, I'm pretty sure you would die.
You'd be drunk within the first 3 minutes.
You would die in the first half an hour. Because that would be, that's just cheating at that point.
But don't worry, you would have a good time while dying.
True. And at least you'd be with friends, or at least hopefully you would. Hopefully you don't have drinking games by yourself.
But I'm not going to lie, Fast and Furious, like, they may have hit that cheese fest for each one of these movies that comes out afterwards now, after the first one, second one, but they keep delivering every time. Like, they give you what everyone wants, like Jason Statham and Parker. They give you action, and they give you cars. I mean, they also give you bad acting, but still, that's neither here nor there.
Yeah, but you go in expecting it, though. I mean, it's not like you're going in expecting to see an Oscar-winning movie or any kind of awesome performance.
That's what I like about it. They can keep it going as long as they want for me. Like, they can go do a Fast and Furious 13 and make it about being lucky because of 13. I don't care. They're going to make it exactly what everyone wants. They're going to give us the action we want, the cars we want to see, the speed, you will, when adrenaline we get pumping through our veins when we're watching it. And, I mean, it's not like they don't have an all-star cast as well, with Ludacris to The Rock Johnson. I mean, come on.
Well, all-star might be a little generous on the title, but but they do have a very good cast. I know where you're going with that. So
that was
a low to high scale.
Ludacris to The Rock. It wasn't like a range of people. Was it? Low to high.
But no, those are fun movies. So I definitely want to check that out. We need to go see that sometime.
And you will be seeing a review coming out on that one, because I can guarantee you I'll be seeing.
Yay!
That one. Now, the movie that's recently come out that I can't wait to go see, I've been trying to see this week, is Star Trek Into the Darkness.
That looks really good. I was a very big fan of the first one. I was never a very big Star Trek fan. I remember growing up, my dad was. So we would watch The Next Generation all the time on TV. But I could never really get into it. And then, I don't know, there was just something about the reboot and just kind of like the fresh take on the universe that it just kind of stuck with me this time. So I'm definitely interested in checking this one out.
Yeah, well, I mean, I'm all on the same lines with you. I never really watched Star Wars at all, like, period. Sure, it was on TV. I kind of just skipped over it. So I know what it's about because I'm a nerd. I know what Star Trek is about. Mm-hmm. But Jordan was actually a huge fan of Star Trek. She watched it all the time with her father, and they know a lot about it. And we went to go see the first one, and she was just blown away. She loved it. I mean, we still watch it on occasion all the time. And so I will probably be doing a review for that one as well, unless you would like to do one, sir. Or we could do a combination review. But I think that would be a great movie for it because there's such a fan base for that audience already.
Yeah, and it's kind of interesting because the good thing, bad thing about the fan base is that they tend to be very decisive on whether they appreciate someone else's adaptations, where J.J. Abrams basically rewrote part of history for Star Trek, took all that stuff that
was
canon.
Right, you have it in the first movie.
Yeah, spoiler alert, he rewrites some of the history for kind of how events take place.
Which is done very well, too.
It is.
Very well.
And I think that's kind of what I liked about it, was that it was able to take some liberties and, I don't know. I appreciated that. It made me be an actual fan of the series, but I can understand why some people would be upset by those things. So, I don't know. I think everyone should check it out, though, regardless of whether you were kind of upset by it or not. So.
Yeah. Well, we'll definitely be checking it out, guys, so you can look for a review on that soon. And like I said, we will be posting onto the website with updates, and so you'll be able to see when that review is coming out. So, again, if you have any questions about reviews or you want to see them live, check us out at tearinthehype.com. Also, the website email address is tearinthehype@gmail.com. You can follow us again at tearinthehype on Twitter. Now, moving on from the movies that we were recently talking about, we're going to run away from that subject.
Into
running. Oh, my gosh. How did that happen? I don't know. It was horrible. But anyway, we're talking about running now. all of a sudden. Matt, how have you been, how's your running been doing? I know that you recently.
Yeah, I actually made it out for a run a couple, it was 2 days ago now. I meant to go running today, but yeah, it didn't. So I'll do that tomorrow. But got to wear my new shoes.
No, but you also wear something new.
What?
I'm sorry, I lagged a little bit there.
You were super laggy. But yeah, anyways, I got to wear my new shoes, which made a huge difference. All the pain and stuff I was feeling in my hips and stuff, they were gone. So imagine that. Shoes that were newer than 7 or 8 years old were much better for running in.
So now your old shoes, were those running shoes or are they just shoes?
Well, they were like cross-training track-type shoes. I mean, they were designed for running, but they were designed quite a while ago too. So designs and all kinds of stuff has changed since those were first made. Hell, I think I got those when I was like 17 or 18, probably almost 10 years ago now. And I've running just been the wearing them. What?
You've been running in the previous generation of shoes, and that's time for that next generation.
Dude, I think I like skipped two or three generations. I think I went from like Super Nintendo to PlayStation 3, because that's how I feel.
That's quite an improvement.
Yeah, so it was really nice, and I actually enjoyed going out for my run. I went a little bit farther than previous. I think I went to like 2.65 miles
in
the approximate half hour. My pace was a little bit slower, but it was actually more consistent. So
that's good.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it's nice when you get down a nice little groove and you can just go for a long distance instead of just, you know, up and down speed. So what type of shoes did you get now, the new shoes?
We talked about it last time. I got Nikes. I got a pair of Nike.
Well, yeah, we talked about V3s them personally, but everyone out there in TV land wants to know.
We talked about it on the last podcast. You made fun of me. You gave me all kinds of crap. I listened to the podcast.
I know that, but now that you've run in them, you have experience.
They're the same Nike shoes that you gave me crap about last time. I don't remember the exact brand, though. But,
besides Nike.
Besides Nike, yeah. I don't remember. I think they're like Free Run 3.0s or something like that. They're a Free Run shoe. I just don't remember what exact model they are. They're green.
Okay.
And they were on sale for a pretty good price. So.
All right, so all of you runners out there, look for green shoes. Those might be the ones that Matt is using.
That's right. Product placement that I'm not getting endorsed for.
Yeah. Awesome. Well, I haven't been running as much as I want to. I'm going to get back into that though, because now that I'm not doing overtime at my work, I can now see that we did a me and Jordan, my wife and I, Jordan, did a run recently. It was a Neon Splash Dash. It was a 5K, and what it was is that it was actually a nighttime run, and you go out. The race starts at 7:30. This was probably the most populated race I have been to. Like, there wasn't like waves of like, you know, 50s or hundreds of people. The waves were of thousands of people at a time.
That's insane.
Like, and it was all at night, and it was really close quarters. Like, we, it's kind of a cool course, because what happened was we ran, it was in Scottsdale, but we ran into like this baseball park. We ran around the stadium, like up on the upper deck. So it's like we're running around the giant, like, diamond and then the entire field and like seeing the inside of it and an empty field. It was kind of cool. I liked it. And they're playing along the entire course. Why it was called Neon Splash Dash is because, like I said, it's at night. But they have black lights everywhere, and they splash you with different colored paint while you're running. So you kind of glow in the dark with different colored paint when you're running. It's a good old fun time. Music's playing. You're all dancing. Nice old time.
It sounded like a really fun run, and especially all the pictures made it look really cool. Was it kind of weird running at night, though? I mean, I know there was black lights and stuff, but was it kind of different running?
No.
Without the sun,
it was a lot easier actually, because like it wasn't as hard to like, you know, catch our breath, or it wasn't as hard to cool down because like the sun was already down. We were already getting cool. It's actually a little bit easier to stay hydrated. And again, like since there were so many people, we kind of started off slowly because it was just hard to. You can't really run when there's people in front of you and behind you and next to you. So kind of started off slowly and built, and then I slowed back down at the end. You know. Most of the time when it came to we kind of just really took our time. It really wasn't like not like a timed event, seeing how fast you can go or who's the first one to finish. It's more like just for fun. You're going to get colored and paint pretty much and everyone was taking pictures, like, once they got colored in paint, like, stopping. So, like, there's really no rush to the finish. There's music playing. They played Journey, like, when we were at the color green, and we were just dancing to it. It was a great time. Now, I'll post pictures to the website if you guys want us to do that, or you can see them on our Facebook, which might be easier. So you can check out my Facebook, Taryn Sleepy on Facebook, and you'll see my pictures from Neon Splash Dash. Great time. Very nice little cheap run there, and a lot of fun. Afterwards, it was cool because the finish line lined up perfectly. So once you came to the finish line, it came right to the stage to where the DJ was, and they were like all dancing around. So like, as soon as you went to the finish line, you were in front of the stage.
So pretty much, as soon as you finished your run, you were in a rave.
Pretty much.
Right
pretty
on. Much. Well, that's
and they're
cool,
like tossing around like neon colored beach balls and everything. I mean, it was good.
That's cool. I'll have to check that out. Hopefully, as long as my training and stuff stays consistent this year, hopefully I'll be doing more runs with you next year. Because I definitely enjoyed myself at the Spartan, and that one looked like it was a lot of fun. So,
yeah, that was a lot more of a just hang out and have fun one.
Yeah, that was definitely a fun run for sure.
There's a lot of people actually tailgating at it, like where they're just making food out there on their car, and then they go in. And people were drinking before the race, after the race. It was a good time.
Nice.
And yeah, but you're signed up for the Spartan race for next year, so I mean, that's gonna be good.
I am signed and paid, so I got to do it. And now, I don't remember if we talked about this or not, but I signed up, so I'm going to get one of the metal dog tags with, nice. I'm going to get it stamped with the time. So I need to make sure I actually do a good run time this year.
That's brave, man.
I have
That's
some motivation. I know, right? So I have to make it happen.
I don't want to do that. All right. Well, what's the time you're thinking about going for?
Well, since I was a horrible, like 2.5 hours this year.
Well, Spartan Race was a 7K.
Yeah. But yeah, that was still pretty damn slow.
What's about 4.6 miles?
Yeah. I don't know. I would like to cut it to somewhere around like an hour and a half. I'd like to shave at least an hour off of this year's time, at least. So.
Okay. Wasn't it our time like 2 hours and like 15 minutes?
Yeah, I think mine, because I was behind all of you guys, so I was like 2:21 something.
We finished with you. We were all.
Yeah, you guys were all right there together. With me, but. But I was a couple more minutes getting through all that barbed wire mud.
Yeah, that barbed wire at the end was ridiculous, but awesome.
It was awesome, but it just kept going and going and going.
Well, there is a coupon right now if you do want to sign up for today only, which is for the Gladiator Rock and Roll Run.
Mm-hmm.
Rock and Run. And that's the first run that I ever did. That's what got me into this whole running thing. That's coming up in October, the week after my birthday. And they actually have a $20 off coupon right now. And it's the cheapest price it is right now, too. So I think it's like $40 to sign up.
Oh, that's not bad at all.
Yeah, it's a pretty good deal. I think it's because it's posted by Nick Nitro. Or not Nick Nitro, but that's from Toy Soldiers. It's hosted by it's hosted by Nitro from American Gladiators.
Oh, nice.
And so it's his birthday today. So you get a coupon code for $20 off the race. So I think that was kind of cool.
That's cool.
But speaking of coupons and getting things at a discounted price, bring them to the topic of the week.
No, that one didn't work. Your other segues were fairly good. That one, not so much.
Well, I was going to say, it doesn't work. I'll think of something else later. But yeah, moving over to the topic of the week, which is going to be the Xbox One release or announcement of the release. The new console has been announced. Xbox One is the name, which... can be fairly confusing.
That's super confusing. I don't understand why they went with that name as opposed to every single other thing. I mean, if you're just trying to simplify the name, just go with Xbox. Just leave it at that. Right? I mean, the only thing I can think of why they called it the Xbox One would be because they want it to be the one device that you go to. It's the one main entertainment unit that you have in your living room, but even that, I don't know. Just referring to it as Xbox One, of course, only makes me think of the original Xbox. So
what are we going to call that original Xbox now? Just Xbox?
Original Xbox, I guess? Or I guess right. Just
you're
Xbox?
The story. Yeah, can I buy one of those Xbox Ones? Oh, yeah, well, we're all sold out because they stopped publishing it like a few years ago. No, the Xbox Ones. Yeah, this is the first Xbox.
Yeah, I want one of those new Xbox Ones.
The Ones. The first. The new Xbox Ones.
Who's on first? Yeah, good luck with that marketing team, because that sounds like a terrible, Terrible
I thought
choice.
I thought it was gonna be Fusion. Fusion or 720. I thought those sounded great.
I figured 720 or just Xbox. And honestly, I was hoping just Xbox. I was kind of hoping PlayStation would drop the numbers too and just go with just PlayStation for the next one. But
oh, I hope not. I love that they give numbers still. I think PlayStation should always have the number. Just PlayStation and number. I think that's perfect.
At least until they get to PlayStation 9 when they have that sphere that releases the spores so you can play the games like in real worlds. After that, you can drop the numbers, but they have to get to 9, right?
They're not going to release any. They're not going to release any more consoles after this, but I do hope that if we ever get to PlayStation 9, they do model the console exactly after that little commercial they made, that little sphere they made.
That would be awesome. Because that was probably one of the coolest commercials of all time. Well, as far as video games are concerned, anyone.
And it will always be referenced for how awesome it was.
True.
Until it's not awesome anymore.
Until it actually exists, and then we can say how awesome it is.
Now, let's discuss the Xbox One a little bit more.
Okay.
I'm having trouble saying Xbox One, so I'm just going to say the new Xbox, all right?
Yeah, that's fine. Okay. I'll allow it.
Okay, so speaking of the new Xbox and all the old Xboxes, it's not going to be backwards compatible to start off with.
Yeah, that one I'm a little surprised at, but because I figured that since the 360 was very PC-centric for their hardware architecture, I mean, I know it was fairly custom, but I thought that they would keep it similar enough to be able to run Xbox 360 games. So that one kind of surprised me a little bit, and I also thought they would try to push it so that way they could kind of have that extra feather in their cap over Sony this time around. So, yeah. I don't know. I'm surprised by that announcement.
Yeah, but unfortunately, Sony is also not having any backwards compatibility on their console as well.
Yeah.
But, I mean,
that one I understand, though.
They've had enough of it, though. I mean, they've done enough backwards compatible, and you have access to that stuff. I mean, PS2s are really cheap. PS3s are going to be cheap if they're not already. I mean, you'll find them for cheap. And PS1s, you can stop blocking your door and holding your door open with those things.
Right. But, I mean, with the PS3 to PS4, I can understand that. I mean, they changed all the hardware and the architecture for how everything runs. So that wouldn't make sense why it isn't going to be backwards compatible just because of the way everything was programmed. So, I don't know. And I'm kind of glad that they're not just going to try to half-ass it, kind of like Microsoft originally did and what PlayStation ended up doing with backwards compatibility, with basically everyone dropped it within a couple years. Where it was a really big deal and a big selling point, but I mean, after the first year of a new console, you don't usually go back to playing your old games anyways. Or if you do, you still usually keep your old consoles, or at least we do, and it's kind of more fun to break them out and have that nostalgia by playing your old systems.
Right. I mean, I do that all the time. You see how much I play PS2 games and PS1 games. I play them all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And I prefer them over my PS3 games sometimes. Now, it's funny that you mentioned the hardware that's going to be supported. Now, the hardware is actually surprisingly very close to the PS4.
It is, but it isn't. I mean, there's quite a few similarities. There's obviously the big thing, a Blu-ray drive going into the system, which that's good because obviously standard DVDs were not cutting it for holding any games nowadays.
I'm not pretty much surprised by that. I mean, they had to do Blu-rays or there was just no contest.
Yeah, otherwise they would have to go all digital, and system's not ready for that. I don't think customers are ready for that, but
we see how well it's panned out, PlayStation, the PSP.
Yeah.
Go, other consoles that did that as well.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, oh God, don't get me started on the Go. I love that thing, but it just didn't love us. But the one thing I was kind of surprised again on the hardware was they're going with a custom-made CPU chip, which is going to be an 8-core processor, which, stop me if you've heard this one, sounds kind of like the Cell processor being at 8 cores, only 7 of which were available at the time. I'm kind of surprised that they didn't just go with a slightly modified chip like Sony did and just kind of work with it that way. I don't know.
Well, I mean, they're both focusing on two different things. I mean, it looks like Sony's focusing on like saving money as well as making sure it's going to last a long amount of time. Like, they're just now getting back in out of the red zone from where they were from losing money each year and for right. each period. So, I mean, they're trying to make sure they can save money as well as provide a very good quality product. Now, Microsoft has been kind of like staying hush-hush on everything with their product until today where they announced it. And still, the specs seem like they didn't even announce what processors are going to be using, like the name of it.
I saw it somewhere posted. Someone posted it. It's an x86 architecture still, so I mean, it's still somewhat like a PC, but it's a custom built chip that they're having made.
No, I mean I'm sorry, not the processor, but the CPU. They didn't even actual CPU they're using.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And then it's funny because it's like, well, Sony announced theirs, but we're not going to announce ours because you can't tell if it's because they want to kind of have a one up for later on, or if they just don't have one that's nearly as good as what the PS4 is going to offer. So yeah. I mean, it's going to be interesting to see when they do announce it, what type of comparison charts we can see.
The other hardware that they announced but didn't really specify exactly was in the RAM. One of the big things in Sony's announcement was that they had GDDR5 RAM going into their system. So basically the fastest stuff that's on the market. And my computer that I bought recently last year, the regular RAM is GDDR3, but my video card has GDDR5. And basically, it just handles all the video processing very quickly and seamlessly. And that was something that a lot of publishers were really excited to work around. So it's kind of interesting that Microsoft didn't specify exactly what type of RAM they were putting in there. But again, like right. you said, they're kind of focusing on... They seem to be, after this event, focusing on more entertainment and trying to be your one-stop shop as opposed to just being a good, awesome video game console that happens to do all this other stuff.
Yeah, and speaking of being an awesome video console, and us not knowing that's going to happen, they definitely made that point clear during the presentation because they didn't really talk about any games. And the ones that they did talk about were also going to be on the PS4. So it's kind of like the two exclusives they gave us were Forza and Quantum Break.
Yeah, and the Forza one looked, I don't know, for the most part,
Forza will be Forza in my eyes.
Yeah, I mean, everything I saw today really didn't look like it was actual gameplay, though. That was the other thing that kind of bugged me. I mean, I know a lot of people give Sony crap about showing target demos and that kind of stuff, but at least I saw somebody on stage with a controller controlling the game in real time, and there was none of that to be had at Microsoft's event today. I mean... For all we know, everything that was on that big screen behind the speakers was all just pre-recorded and expertly choreographed. I don't know. There was nothing that indicated anything was real-time gameplay. So, yep. And oh, especially the EA stuff. Watching all the EA stuff, I'll never feel comfortable watching any of their next-gen footage until I actually see it running on a system. After the big fuss from the Xbox 360's target render that they showed a long time ago, and then the system just, I don't know, looked terrible. I don't trust anything until
I've been seeing a lot of those posts about that, which in comparison to what you're saying is the comparison between Xbox 360 and the new Xbox, because like they're doing the images and the posts of video for new Call of Duty, mm-hmm. or the new Call of Duty. And if you have to do a split screen side by side for the new console and the old console, and it really doesn't look that different, you might have a problem there. Now, I can't tell you if that's the difference between from what the developer's doing for the graphics-wise or if that's actually the console itself. But, I mean, it is something to take a note of.
Yeah, I don't know. Again, kind of for that first year, I'd probably err on the side of it's has to do with the developer and getting comfortable with the system, because we saw that going from like PS2 to PS3, original mm-hmm. Xbox to the 360, where the games that were coming out on both systems across generation games were fairly similar as far as graphics and gameplay and everything. I mean, there'd be like a feature here or a new mode there or whatever, but for the most part, they were very similar looking at them side by side. So
right. I mean, you got to give it the credit to a new console. I mean, a new console is always going to come out, and it's going to be a lot similar to what the current console looks like, but like slightly better. And that's because like everyone is still learning the new console as they're making games for it.
Yeah.
So they're going to try to stay in their safe zone as well as make something new and next generation. I mean, you can see that path down the entire history of console generations from anywhere from Super Nintendo, actually not from Super Nintendo, but from a 64 and a PlayStation to PlayStation 2 and, you know, Dreamcast. And everywhere you go, you can see those, that next generation always being a little bit similar and then taking bigger bounds as the console's life cycle matures.
True.
So, I mean, I'm you got to give Xbox its credit as well as that's going to happen with PlayStation 4. Now, I mean, we're also getting to an age where graphics aren't the biggest thing. It's about what the console can do and as well as what it can handle. So that's going to change the way games are going to be designed. Now, the things that are going to be coming in with not just the hardware for the Xbox, the next Xbox inside the machine, but also from what it physically looks like and also the accessories that are coming with it. Now, the next Xbox is going to be coming, it won't be able, it's been announced that it's unable to run or operate without the next Project Natal, which is the Kinect 2.
That's the worst name ever. Yeah. Have to have it connected, and they made a really big push at their conference today about being able to control your Xbox and basically your entire entertainment in your living room focus almost squarely entirely on the Kinect. I mean, they just would not let that thing go today. They didn't show anyone with controllers. They didn't show anyone controlling anything. Well, that's not true. They did show someone controlling the menus and such with his smart glass app on his Windows phone. But even still, everything was connect.
Right. Now, how do you feel about the actual physical look of the new box?
I don't know if it's I'm jaded. I don't know if it's if it looks really good and I just can't accept it. I don't know. It looks fine. I have no problems with it. I mean, in the end, it's a box. I mean, maybe I've seen enough consoles in my lifetime that it doesn't matter anymore to me. But, like, when Sony didn't show the box at their event in February, I didn't really care. I mean, I saw what the box was capable of. I saw what was going inside of it. So that was all that really mattered. Obviously, Microsoft was very adamant about showing the console today since they unveiled it within the first 5 minutes of the press conference. But I liked it. It looks fine. I mean, it's a little bit boxy for my taste, but I would not be, if I was planning on buying it, I would have no reservations about putting it front and center in my living room. I mean, it looks good.
And from what I hear, it's very similar size to the Xbox Slim, Xbox 360 Slim. So you'll be able to, if you have a shelf already made for that, you'll be able to fit in there pretty much from what I've heard. I've also heard that there's a lot of space for fans and for venting.
Yeah, there's quite a bit from the pictures I was seeing too.
And so from what I've heard, now I've heard mixed opinions. I will give you my opinion. I actually am on the other side of the scale. I actually care a lot about what the console looks like. It doesn't affect my gaming at all in any way, but I do care about what I want to represent in regards like to what I favor and what I want to have in my house. I mean, this is going to be sitting in my house next to my TV. I'm going to have to see it every time I'm playing a game. Or every time I want to get them, put a game in, like, I want it to look nice. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm going to be showing. People come over to my house, they're going to see this. I want to, you know, I don't want it to look like a box. Now, this new console, we've talked about how much it's going to be developing and going into. Kind of, we're going to be talking about a little bit more about it, too, about what type of direction this Microsoft is taking with this console. So, it looks like it's taking, with the design shapes, a little bit more of a mature style instead of like the previously chamfered edges, the round angles, you know, with the previous boxes. They're going to go into a little more serious, flat, straight edge type of style of gaming. That's going to be more towards also like the functions that come with the console as well, such as like what they're going to be doing with TV and what they're going to be doing with social networks. And it's going to be just a little more for all audiences instead of just gamers like Sony announced on PS4.
Yeah, they're definitely trying to reach to a broader audience. But they've been kind of going that direction for the last few years. I mean, I think it was something that they originally tried to do when the 360 launched. They tried to cater both to the general audience and the hardcore gamers.
And I feel I'm agreeing with you. But what I'm saying is, like, I feel like the console itself is actually, they're trying to take it into the design of the physical console and showing that they're trying to mature
what they're trying to do. Yeah, I mean, they're definitely focused more, like you said. They're focusing on the general audience, and yeah, I see what you're saying with that.
Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off.
No, it's fine. Cut me off. It's fine.
I think you've had one too many, sir.
Oh. Just don't take my keys.
Anyway. Drive. Now, speaking of which, let's go back to what we were talking about, is that what the console is mainly designed for.
Okay.
How do you feel about Microsoft's direction with this new console and what it's capable of? What are some features that you do like and that you don't like?
Well, I can appreciate all the things that they're doing for their console. I think it's pretty cool being able to integrate, like being able to watch TV through your console, stream it all, have it be able to auto switch. I like the idea behind controlling your console with your voice or with hand gestures to an extent. I don't know, but there's something else about it that I feel like since I'm a gamer and I'm buying this to play games on it, and yeah, it does all this other cool stuff, but that's not primarily why I bought a system in the first place, you know? I mean, I buy the system so that way I can experience these games and these stories and these worlds, as and being able to stream Netflix or watch TV through the Xbox, whatever. I mean, that's not a priority for me, so I guess I'm not that target demographic that they're kind of hunting for on this one. But I think that the ideas that they have behind it are very cool, and I can see why they're trying to go down this road. My only concern with them doing this is that Sony tried to do something fairly similar with the PlayStation 3, and that really backfired, and they kind of backpedaled from that as fast as they could, but it took them a few years to recover. And I mean, in the last few years of the PlayStation's life, it's come around as more of a hardcore gaming system that's not only focused around, you know, Halo and Call of Duty and just shooting franchises. So, I don't know. It'll be interesting to see how it turns out. I'm very anxious to see what happens at E3, because that's when Microsoft is going to be bringing out all their games. And maybe my opinion will change then.
Yeah, and I completely agree with you. I mean, it is a slippery slope. Because like PS3 on road, and they try to backpedal out of it, like you said. But now, also PS3, they don't have the software support behind them that Microsoft already does. Like, they do have a little bit more of a skill when it comes to developing software for it. And I mean, people always love being able to do things the way they want to, or having more access is better for people. I'm not saying that the Xbox is amazing and what it can do, but I mean, there are some features that like caught my eye that I was like, I wish that was going to be on PS4, and I hope it is too. Such as like the feature, which is kind of reminding me of the PlayStation Vita, to where they told me once it's going to have that integrated memory to where you'll be able to pick up and play from doing whatever you left off doing. So like if you're playing a game and you turn the system off, turn it back on again, it's going to be right back in the middle of that game again.
Mm-hmm.
I like that. That's what I want too, because I mean, with kids and like with a family or wife, like if you're still an avid gamer but you still have things going on in your life, you want to pick up and play even if you don't have a console on the go.
Right.
I heard that's exactly what Microsoft doesn't have. They don't have a console on the go. So,
yeah,
I think some features that are going to be interesting, I do hope they are incorporated into the PS4 as well. But, I mean, I worry about the console as well, because they are going on a slippery slope of staying with trying to be that all-in-one box, but they're not focusing on what they truly are, which is a game console.
Yeah, not really paying respect to the people who got them into the position that they are.
They're kind of forgetting where they came from.
Right.
In a sense.
But
I wanted to backpedal ourselves.
Okay, I was going to say, before we move on real quick, there was one feature that I actually was very excited about hearing about today, and that was the TV integration, because that was something that was pretty heavily rumored for quite a while, about Microsoft was going to be trying to kind of encroach on the cable boxes and that kind of stuff. So mm-hmm. I was very interested to see what their plan was with that. And I think this is something that could have been really cool, but I think the way they handle it, that they ended up handling it, is not the most ideal of situations, being that they have two HDMI ports on the backside of the new Xbox. So there's an input and an output. Obviously, the output is from your games console into your TV.
Mm-hmm.
But rather than having the Xbox be like a cable tuner, which is how I thought it was going to function, to kind of get rid of the extra boxes in your living room, you still have to have your cable box or your satellite box plugged in and that feeds into the Xbox, which then feeds into the TV. So it kind of like creates an extra step in the workflow. I don't know.
They incorporated the console itself, and so you don't have to switch your TV over to watch TV and switch it back over to play games.
Yeah, I mean, the console is switching itself, but the console is still able to control your... they were showing it so you could still change channels and manipulate the television without the regular remotes and stuff. And that's obviously going to require some software on Microsoft's side to be able to handle that for every provider, every TV provider. But I don't know. I really wish that they would have been more bold in that and just had some sort of way to basically eliminate the cable box, whether it was some sort of deal with Comcast or with DirecTV or with the major providers, so that way they could get rid of one extra box, because that's the one thing that I don't like is how many separate boxes I have, whether it's in my living room or in my bedroom or whatnot, just for all the different devices that I have. Because I mean, I've got DirecTV set up, I've got a Wii set up, I've got the PS3, right. I have an Xbox all on one shelf. I mean, it just ends up being a lot. So I was kind of hoping that they would streamline all that down into just the one box. But I mean, that was the one thing that kind of disappointed me about today that I was kind of looking forward to.
And you're not.
Call dropped. Hey.
Well, that hi.
That was fun.
Welcome back.
Right? All right, so I pretty much lost you as soon as I stopped talking.
Okay.
So I don't know where you were going to go after I stopped talking, but I got none of whatever you were trying to say.
Okay.
So go ahead and pick it up.
What was the last thing?
Talking about, I was disappointed that Microsoft didn't push the box to get rid of the cable and stuff.
Right, and I'll go ahead and start right now, okay?
Okay.
All right, and I do completely agree from what you're saying. I mean, there's a lot of families out there who have multiple boxes sitting on their shelves at home in front of their TV. They have their satellite, their DVD, they have all the different boxes sitting there. And, I mean, Microsoft does want to come out and be that one box that does everything for them. That it's going to be your TV, it's going to be your gaming, it's going to be your movies, music. They want to be that one thing for everything. But I feel still like they have a lot of distance and a lot of leg room they're going to have to make up production-wise, money-wise, and time-wise, which they just don't have available to them to get to that point to be that one box. I mean, the console is going to come out, and they're still going to have time to work on things and update things, but it's going to be a rough few months to get them to that release date and that release time where they want to have everything the way they want to have it be. And we're going to start to see more to make sure to feel at ease with ourselves and make sure they've gotten to that point and they've delivered on what they promised they have for us.
Yeah, I think this year, more than any other E3 before it, I'm sure this is said all the time, but this year at E3, it'll be very interesting to see just how because all the systems should be there, playable. It'll be interesting to see how they run and they function in a real-world situation. Well, as real world as an E3 demos can be, but you know what I mean? When it actually is in the hands of people who aren't paid by Microsoft to talk about the system, or by Sony for that matter.
Right. Now, I got to say one more thing before we're done talking about the next Xbox and next PS4. It's something that's really kind of upset me. It's kind of gotten me, and something that I just hate about the next consoles. PS4 and 360-2.
Okay.
That they removed start and select the controller. I can't stand that. That is driving me crazy. It's like an icon amongst gamers. When you bring up the screen, it says press start here. I mean, I know we can work around it. I know we can say other things. It's not a big deal. We have other functionality, which is great. It's a nice trade-off, but I am sorry. I am one of those people who hangs on to like the nostalgia of what a true gamer has always done and always appreciated. I mean, it's an icon for us, and saying press start or having the start and select button. I mean, without them, we wouldn't have up, down, left, you know?
I mean,
It's
yeah,
just.
I can appreciate that. And I see where you're
It is.
coming from, but when was the last time that you pushed start when you were on those start screens? I mean, I know I don't. I mean, I will once in a while, but it's far easier just to reach the X button on the PlayStation to start
Some
something.
games don't have the functionality.
Oh, some games do.
Well, that's actually a bug.
You're a bug.
Hey.
But no, it is really weird though. I mean, I'll agree. I'm not as opposed to losing those two buttons as you are, it seems. But
What kind of
it
a
is.
world are we coming to where we can raise our children without saying push start? I don't know what it's gonna be.
All right, well, to be fair, the start button didn't go away. It's the select button that is dying. Because there's still a start button on the DualShock 4. It says
No,
start.
there's not.
Yeah, there. Oh, it's an option button?
Yeah.
Because there's a share button and then the other one. I thought the other one was still the start button.
No, there is no start or select anymore.
You are right. It's just option and share.
Options and share. Really? How do you get to your options? You push start.
No, you push the option button. That makes more sense.
No, you're not friends anymore.
I just want to watch the world burn. It's fine.
No, man. I mean, it's a nitpicky thing. I know it's great. We're gonna get great new technology, and it's just I wasn't ready to let go.
Very
But
sorry to hear that.
anyways, yeah. Well, I mean, I'm sure we'll be talking about this again more about the Xbox and the new PS4 coming out, because I'm sure more information will be released out to us as the public. And so, guys, you can look for more information about it coming out soon. Was there anything else you wanted to say about the next Xbox before we move on?
I'm sure there was. I've said quite a bit, so I feel like I was able to get it off my chest and it's not burning a hole in my head anymore. So we'll have more to talk
Well, I
about
mean,
as
if we
time
do
goes
want
on
to,
and
we can always
more.
do it.
Yeah, I mean, I still kind of want to talk about the whole used games and their stance on it so far, as far as they've said that the game discs
We
themselves
will be
will
talking
install,
about
and yeah.
used games coming up soon. So you don't you worry your pretty little head about that, you old 30-year-old.
27. Asshole.
Now, if you have any questions or comments or things that you really just need to get off your chest and you need to vent to someone about it because you can't stand the new Xbox or you can't stand the next PS4, I mean, next PlayStation, go ahead and write into us. We'll let you vent to us. We won't mind. We'll just delete the email. Just kidding. We'll talk about it on the website or our next podcast. So go ahead and send us the email at TarrenTheHype on Twitter, or you can write us the email at TarrenTheHype@gmail.com. And you can always write me as well on Facebook or Twitter, and I'm at Augie272. That's AUGIE 272. Now, moving on, we're gonna go with a little more fun now. You can write in to us, but before we go ahead and say goodbye on this podcast, we have been talking about the new PS4, the new PS3. What if there was another console out there? What would you have it be? And that's what me and Matt are gonna do right now. We're gonna do a quick console design. A nice little 7-minute design here. I don't know why I like 7 minutes. It's better. Okay, it's better.
It's a good
So
number. It's a solid number.
let me get my phone out here, and we're gonna start a clock for 7 minutes.
Okay.
Okay.
So,
And all right.
we are
So
designing a console.
first things, the thing I'm gonna tell you what it is. We have a checklist of things we need to design.
Okay.
First off, we need to design the controller, what the system will look like, and what it can do. All right.
Okay.
And then we also. At the very end, it'll be the price points. All right.
Okay.
All
All right, this should be fun to do as an audio podcast.
are you ready?
Yeah, let's do it.
Get out 7 hours, 7 minutes.
Yeah, that makes a huge difference.
All right, are you ready?
Ready.
And go.
All right, we're designing this together, or I am designing this on my own?
No, together, together.
Okay, cool. Well, let's make sure that our games console focuses primarily on games.
Why?
Well, because people can buy entertainment boxes and do all this other stuff. But there's really not that many devices that give you a good console gaming quality experience. I mean, outside of having a PC now, hooked up to your TV.
I agree with you completely, but I think it should be about the same thing. It should be able to play every game out there. There should be no exclusives. Everything should be exclusive. Now, I don't have to do with the console.
That's there should be no exclusives, but everything is exclusive.
Hey, you're wasting time here. We're already down to 6 minutes. This console should be able to play every game that comes out in the market. This doesn't have to be real. This is crazy. Yes. It's going to be able to play every game that comes on the market, whether it's PC, PS3, 4, or 360, or next Xbox, whatever it's going to be. It's going to be able to play it because it's amazing. Best console ever. Okay? The specs are going to be 500 gigs of RAM.
Right on. I like it. That's feasible.
Terabyte
of RAM. I think we terabyte of RAM. Terabyte of RAM.
I think maybe actually 12 gigs of RAM. 12.
I don't know. That's not very future-proof.
It's going to run on a proprietary software.
Oh. Should just do it open source, so that way people can develop their own UIs and all that kind of stuff.
That's the great thing. All the development software is going to be free.
Okay. But that doesn't... Open it up.
Come on, man. We got to be the best.
If we're going to standardize the hardware, you can let the software side of it be a little more free. I mean, think of it like Android. Okay. The Android platform. The hardware is all kinds of fragmented, so that's the stupidest decision they ever made. But at least, like, you can customize and do your own kind of thing with the software side of it if you have some sort of programming knowledge. I don't know. Make it a little more unique and have the console be a little more yours, right? So that way it's not just the same as everybody else's.
Customize your console. In other words, you'll be able to take pieces of it off and put new pieces on.
No. Not just pieces, man. Screw that.
So that way you can upgrade it.
Xbox 360 did that with the faceplates, and that was a terrible decision that they soon got rid of. It was actually pretty cool. I like my faceplate.
No, I mean like actual parts. It's like a PC. All right.
So we're designing a PC. Got it.
We're designing a PC. We're going to say it's a console.
Okay.
No one will ever know.
All right. So we need to move on. Yep.
How do you want the controller to be?
Let's see. Probably 4 on the shoulders, 4 on the face, D-pad, a couple sticks, maybe an option button on there, but
as long as they're start and select, it's going to be on there.
That's the only 2 buttons, just start and select.
Exactly. You're actually not even going to have buttons. You're going to control your brain. But you still have to push start.
You still have to push start because otherwise it's a bug.
Nah. What I've always liked, what I thought was a fun thing, it was horribly designed, was the Z button on the Nintendo 64 on the very back in the middle of the controller.
That was a great button.
That was the perfect button, but it was in the wrong location. It needs to be... All right, so like say on like a on the controller, say you're holding your hand, like a PS3 or 360 controller, right?
Okay.
All right, think of your ring fingers. We need to have buttons for those fingers right there.
Oh, yeah. I used to have a controller that had buttons down for your fingers down there. It was actually pretty sweet, and it was reprogrammable too. So I like that idea. I would like adding extra buttons down there for those ring fingers to be pushed on.
Also between the front and the back on the sides for your thumbs, you're going to be able to put 2 buttons right there sticking out on the side of the controller.
Dang.
So like you can just turn your thumb and like push the button. It's be amazing. You're going to use it like for reloading and stuff. It's gonna be awesome. We're going to call it the cubed and the squared buttons.
The cube and square buttons.
Yeah, because we're out of R's and L's and yeah.
Okay.
Like not like the shape Q, like a number cubed, which is like the
I got what you were saying.
Hey. All right, cool.
I know the math.
All right, we're down to 2.5 minutes.
Man, we still have that much time left? Okay.
All right. What's the name of the console be?
The Amazing Game-O Box.
No, that's long.
Amaze Game Box.
That's like 1 or 2 words.
A maze box.
Why does that have box in it?
Because it's a box.
How is it going to be a box? It's shaped like a box?
I don't know. Why are we coming up with the name before we came up with the design?
All right, so PlayStation had their square, and they had their, they've been squares. Xbox is an X. I think that we should make the box shape like a triangle.
Can we call it a delta?
We could. It's going to be called the Delta.
The Delta.
That's what it's going to be.
Yes.
The Delta.
All right.
All right. So our console, we call the Delta. And what it is that you have three sides because it's perfect. Because you have three sides because you'll be able to put in a disc in on each side. So you can have three games at once, right?
Well, you could do it if you wanted to make it like truly awesome. You could have it so there's like a disc tray on the one side, console tray on the other side, or cartridge side, and then an extra slide for everything else, for like all your portable games and that kind of stuff.
Right, that'd be awesome. Oh, and the top is gonna be able to lift it up like an old like record player, kind of those cases,
mm-hmm.
and it'll be able to put a disc on top like a record.
Nice.
And that'll hold it like a fourth disc. So we have four discs in three corners.
Breaking physics right there.
It's gonna be unbelievable. Delta.
Delta.
All right. Now we have 30 seconds. When's the release date and how much is it going to be for?
It's going to come out. We'll have it available on Christmas Day.
No. It's going to be available at Christmas Eve at 10 p.m. It's the release time.
That's even worse.
Christmas Eve at 10 p.m. And that's going to be Hawaiian time.
Hawaiian time. Awesome.
Yeah. No, Easter Island time, which is Hawaiian time.
So why
we're just gonna lay. So it sounds more professional, and
okay,
and that time.
and price. Whoa! Hey, hey! Was that timer?
Sorry, that's my timer. Oh man!
We almost made
best
it through that one.
Best console ever. Best console ever. The Delta.
The Delta.
Look for it coming soon to a garbage can near you.
Come on, it could be a doorstop. I was only gonna charge $100 for it.
I think. All right, I'm gonna give us an extra minute, you know, because we have so many more ideas. All right.
Okay. For this?
Go.
Bonus round.
So we have a bonus round because we had so many cool points in the last round. All right, so the Delta, it's gonna be a triangle shaped, holding four discs. It's gonna have 2 terabytes of hard drive space.
Okay.
It's gonna be able to write Blu-rays.
Right on.
Not just read them. It's gonna be able to write to Blu-rays as well. So yeah, you're gonna be able to record your game playing, and you're gonna be able to burn it to a disc so you can share it with your friends.
That's what that extra disc drive can be used for. Is for
that's
specifically
what it's
for recording.
On the top, so you can just take it out and take it with you. You know, it's
love
easy
it.
Access.
Love
so, I mean, that way, I mean, you can't always just go online. What if you lose your internet? You gotta be able to show your game skills somehow. You're gonna have the discs right in front of you. I mean, come on.
I like it. Now it makes sense.
Now,
no,
it makes
no
total,
wasted space.
It's perfect sense. Now the. Damn it. This is so good. All right. Now, what's the price point for this last thing?
$149. I was going to go with $99, but
It has to be divisible by 3.
Has to be divisible by 3.
Because of the 3 sides, because of the Delta.
It's freaking stupidest.
All right. How about $777?
Okay.
It's not divisible by 3, but it has 3 sevens in it, which is pretty cool.
Okay.
And then the triangle kind of makes a 7 if you look at it.
If you like so combine a couple 7s and like kind of loop it around, I could see that.
Right, and I mean it's coming out in December. So I mean, if you take a 2 and like turn it upside down, it's kind of like a broken 7.
Just kind of counts, yeah. Release it July 7th, so that way it's coming out on 7/7.
But it only releases in
at 7 o'clock in the morning. Easter Island time. The worst design ever.
The best console ever.
It makes our Duke Nukem game sound awesome.
Awesome. So that's it. That's the wrap. That's the console of the generation. Look for it coming soon, July 7th, 2017.
That's humanity's console.
It's one console to rule them all.
One console to bind them.
All right, guys. Well, this has been another episode of Tearing the Hype Podcast. You guys write us in with your console designs, whatever they are. It's going to be great. Good times. Send us pictures if you want of the Delta and what you think it would look like. It has to be a triangle, though, because, I mean, we'll make it as sleek or as ugly as you want it to. Again, you can write us in and reach us at TarrenTheHype@gmail.com, or if you want to write on Twitter, at TarrenTheHype. I am Taryn Schliebe, at Augie272, AUGIE272. This is Matt Marquez.
Catchphrase here.
And yes. You can reach at KrillinFlip337 on Twitter. Thanks, guys, again for reaching out to us on the podcast and the website. Keep reading our stuff. We're going to be posting more stuff for you. Stay tuned. And don't forget to check out the prizes we're going to be having for any contests we have on there. So we'll see you soon, and thanks again. Stay classy.